Not too far from the Beach Motel at 39th Avenue and Ortega Street, you'll find the Ortega branch of the San Francisco Public Library. That's where our Hear Hear producers met Xiao Juan Xu.
I thought that was my American dream, you know, work for a big company and start making more money and help my family in China. But something's missing, like I don't feel fulfilled. Something's missing. I couldn't figure out what was that. Every night when I came to my apartment, I feel so tired. And then I will miss my mother's, you know, the fish soup I used to hate so much.
The Hear Hear Project has been visiting libraries and community organizations all around San Francisco and Oakland, bringing back the stories of the people who live there. At the San Francisco Main Library, they discovered Chris Mason. Mason came to the library to share his story of coping with a life-altering nervous system disorder.
My name is Chris Mason. I live in the North Beach area of San Francisco. Now I'm a writer. I have a lot of other things too, but that's my main goal and like what I spend my free time doing right now. I've had two books published. Like the first book, the anthology, is about like people that have Tourette syndrome, which I have, and I thought that like by telling our stories, we could raise awareness for the disorder. When I was 6 years old, I first started having symptoms of Tourette syndrome when my mom was in the hospital being treated for Hodgkin's disease. I started off with an eye twitch. My mom brought me to the doctor when she got better, but I wasn't actually diagnosed until age 20. I kind of thought with everybody, like the rest of my family, that my problems were over because there were medications to treat it, but they didn't like take into consideration this little white pill that made my life horrible. Basically, I feel like I have a hangover 24 hours, 7 days a week. I can sleep at the drop of a hat. Sometimes I sleep for 18 hours a day. I'm not alert as I used to be before I started taking the medication. I know I've been discriminated against many times against jobs. Many people have discriminated against me with jobs. Relationships have been very difficult when people have found out that I have Tourette's. It's like, and find out it's hereditary, then they just, like if I ever were to have kids, they would almost be guaranteed to have it. I just don't even want to think about, like if I barely survived it myself, I don't want to think about what might happen if I have a kid and they like blamed it on me or got it and had it worse than me. For a long time, I didn't want to talk to anybody about it, but I think it's really important, like I said before, to raise awareness for the disorder.